Then what happened is that it got wormy. I guess it was wood, and it got wormy. And that's how it was. If a camel had fallen in, it would have been a shield. Because he didn't make good enough cover for camels. An ox wouldn't have been a shield. But here what happened was, it was a clear, and that got wormy. So that's how it was altogether. So the Gemara is a shy, like saying, "Maybe that Rav Shira and Gemalim, Rav Shira Nami Inyan Haplo." This Lamaisi was Peshaya. He made a cover that wasn't a good enough cover, because it wasn't a sufficient cover that environment needed. But that's the place, you know, where they have Tanei, where they have Mal. It was Peshaya. But at the end of the day, the reason why, probably Ashara fell in the end. The reason why the Ashara fell in was not because it was Peshaya or Gavi Gemalim. The reason why the shark fell in is because it was a hot look. If you say Nigadavi Shield, that's the word Shiloh. The end of the word says, the first pleasure of the Shiloh, we don't say Nigad. The first pleasure of the Shiloh from a case where somebody does a blur. Dug a bar, and the shor chayer shaykh of the cotton, the shor was chayer shaykh of the cotton, fell in, so that he's chayer. But if the shor was a bikeach, and it was daytime, and it was kind of confusing, the shor shouldn't fall into the bar, the situation was that the shor had no business falling into the bar, then he's potter, because he's honest. And here we don't say, nigi davik shil, we mean, so, you see, we don't say nigga. So much especially, we don't say nigga, and you're a part. That's the rule. Now, most Rishonim learn that this concept of shiur, of migoy, this special concept of migoy, is not the din of chilosim of shiur with sefer bodies. At least, most Rishonim learn this is not, the Gemara is not talking about chilosim of shiur with sefer bodies. It's a different principle. What exactly is the nature of this principle of Migud? The Gemara is debating. Different Rishayim say different Hesberim. That's not so much our sugya at all. Let's say the Rambam says that the issue is the Torah says that Chilipa Yishbor, So the Torah says that a bor you have to be mechasa. If you mechasa the bor you potter. If you're not mechasa the bor you chayim. And the Shach is what level of kisa does the Torah require? So you would mechasa the way that's not good for the mouth. So maybe this is hard that you mechasa the way that's not good for the mouth. It's called below yechasenu. And if it's called below yechasenu, then it has a third score in yechayim. But maybe no. It's not called below yechasenu. I was mechasa for sure. I was mechasa for the mouth. I wasn't mechasa for the mouth. But that's not what filling. What filling was sure. The kitzur is other experiment in Yishayim. But most Yishayim learn that this is not a Gemara about the loss of Yishayim or Sefer Bodies. So we learned this different principle, a special bar principle. What's the definition of loya chasenu? And do we say that migui that it wasn't the kisik of the malam? It's called loya chasenu lehin shvar mizvah. And the maskon of the Gemara is that we don't say migui, and it is a good kisik, and you potter. It is a good kisik. I think it wasn't good for the malam, but that's not what fell in. What fell in was shvar. I had the shvar fall in. It was good kisik for shvar. So the Gemara says it was a hatla. That got worried. But Rishayim ask, but why not say, my son is the apostle? We don't say nigga. It's a good kisa, we don't say. It's a good kisa, we don't say nigga. It's a good kisa, we don't say nigga. Rishayim ask, but why not say, chalasa vishayim v'sayim v'vayim? It's like, where did that principle come? Leila, with there's no problem with nigga, it's a good kisa, so we don't have a problem with nigga. But why do we have a generic problem that you have by all Mamun HaMazik, that chalasa vishayim v'sayim v'vayim is high? whatever the hesber is, because not only this, but because the pshi is mechayev. The hesber doesn't matter. But why not say kolos pshi v'soy kolay is chayev? So Taisus answers, as Rabbi answers, my Mishnah answer, that that it's not because it's not an oynis habo machmas pshi. But Hakla had nothing to do with the fact that it was mechassid for sure, and not for gemal. The words don't care what he was mechassid for. The word determines whatever they. Anyway, what do they care? That makes no difference. So it's not oynis habo machmas pshi. That's what Rishonim said. So this is one of the words that they bring, but it's just like But again, I want to stress, most of you trying to learn, the Gemara is not talking about that. That's not the subject of the Gemara. The subject of the Gemara is this other idea of Shia. You're trying to ask, what happened to Chosu Shia beside the Bidas? So the answer to Chosu Shia beside the Bidas is not relevant over here, because it's not only the Sabo Machmas Ha'ab Shia. The Raimid, the Shia Raimid is Mashmah, that he learned that Migoy itself, when the Gemara is Dan Migoy, the Gemara means the principle of Kolosim B'Shem B'Soy Kavayim. Not a different principle. The Sugi is talking about Kolosim B'Shem B'Soy Kavayim. That's different from the other Rav. And therefore the Rav asked an opposite question from the other Rishonim. Tosfos asked, why is the Maskil, what's the Gemara, why is the Gemara dying of Migul and not yet Migul, not reading the Maskil, the Yosef, the Yipoter, what happened to Kolosim B'Shem B'Soy Kavayim is Chayim? You should be Chayim about Kolosim B'Shem B'Soy Kavayim. So it's not called Kolosim B'Shem B'Soy Kavayim. The Rabbi asked, "Pum Fakir." The Rabbi asked, "What's the Gemara's topic? Whether or not you say Migoy, which by the Rabbi means whether or not you say Kolosim B'Shem B'Soy Kavayim is in this case? Of course, you don't say Kolosim B'Shem B'Soy Kavayim. It's not an Oynis Habo Machmas Hashem. So what's even the Gemara's topic?" And he quotes the Gemara by Rabba, Malachamachas, Malachamachas, Malachamachas. Like, what's even the Malachamachas of Sotho, the Gemara? What's that? The Gemara says, do we say Migdal? Do we not say Migdal? For the Rabba, that means, do we say Kolosu B'Shir with Sotho B'Shir with Chayim? Do we not say Kolosu B'Shir with Sotho B'Shir with Chayim? Of course, Kolosu B'Shir with Sotho B'Shir with over here is not Chayim. It's not Kolosu B'Shir with Sotho B'Shir because it's not Oynis, I'm on Malachamachas of Shir. So, it's punk for Kent, what the other Shayim is. The other Rishonim hold that this is not a Gemara. The other Rishonim hold that it's talking about a Gemara much closer to Shiva Soy Kavanis. And exactly because it's not a Yisabon Macham Asab Shia, that by them is the Terence. The Gemara doesn't bring in closer to Shiva Soy Kavanis because it's not relevant over here because it's not a Yisabon Macham Asab Shia. It's like Malacham Abbas Ma'al Yachal Ma'al Yosef. But for the other Rishonim is the Terence, for the Rav is the Kasha. Because he learned the Gemara is talking about closer to Shiva Soy Kavanis. Back there, what's the suffix? How is this even a case of Chosu B'Shir V'Soy Kavayinus? The Aleph place of Chosu B'Shir V'Soy Kavayinus that the Oynus was Machmas Hapshia, and over here, Hatlo is not Machmas Hapshia. So why doesn't the even have a suffix? We'll see the Rabbi inside in a second. Now, the Chorah, the Rabbi could have answered that that's why the Gemara is placed at the Shaila that you put that you tack a potter. But that there, I guess the Rabbi wasn't even to say that. It shouldn't even be a Bible. What's even the Bible? Where Shepard Rabbi, Malach Abbas, Malach Abbas, Malach elsewhere, that's. So he doesn't want to learn that that's why the Gemara is placed with the Shai. So maybe he has this problem. What's the suffix in the first place? Let's see right inside. Migad Abed Kshem, Gimal Abed Kshem, Nashla Abed. Kafa Kafa Olusu. That's this idea of Migad. Maybe we should say Migad. Migad means that you're Chayim. For the Raven, Migad means, I'm interpolating this into the Raven, just because I'm present from the Hebrew. Migad Abed Kshem, Gimal Abed Kshem, Nashla Abed. That's the word. Do we say Migo now? As long as we don't say Migo, we don't have to decide that we should say Migo. Even though he's honest, says the Rabbi, "Lo dami lo hodom erav malacham avas malayachem malayosim." He's asking a question. Why isn't this like Rava's case? Malacham avas malayachem malayosim. Meaning, what's the shaila here? Of course you chayim. Of course you potter. The Oynus is not machmas epshia. Malacham avas malayachem malayosim. The termites, malayachem malayosim. What do they care? I think the kisi was. The Oynus has nothing to do with the pshir. That's his kasha. So he said, no, it's not the same. Leidomi, not a kasha. Domi has that kasha. Not sure. What's his, why not? The hosim lagabe miso lekab sab sab shir. אבל לא חלקה בין התפילה עצמו איקר צד שיר. ומי כדיד איקר צד שיר לחוד הנפילה, אביב שיר לחוד הנפילה. מה שרה זה? רגע נסעס, סטיפן דמלך הלוב, אז מה ליום, מה ליום? איזה מלך הלוב, אז מה ליום, מה ליום, שם ביוצו לאדום. Now the Lord is the Oynes Naam Achmas Abshir. But the Oynes was a different kind of event than the Bshir. What was the Bshir? What was the Mposh of Yotzul Agil? What was the Bshir of having what happened? It wasn't a Bshir for having heard that. It was a Bshir for getting stolen. Probably. Yotzul Agil, what was the Bshir? It was a Bshir. What was the Bshir? The thing got away from him. So I could have gotten stolen. Could have gotten lost. Kidnapped. Oh, who knows what could have happened to it? What sheep belong in the world? So that's the sheep. What the mice happened? Something else. Died had a heart attack. So that's not a time. It's not the inyan echot. The sheep was in one kind of event, and the others was in something else. So that's malach hamavas. There we say malach hamavas, malach hamalios. Over here, the sheep of putting a kisi that won't to be good enough for malach. So it was the sheep of having what happening? What was the sheep? What was the sheep? And some of the animals, the animal was going to fall into the bar. The animal was going to fall into the bar. And the mice, what happened? The animal fell into the bar. So it doesn't matter that the Oynes is not Machmas of Shia. But the Oynes is being in Echelut of Shia. The same unfortunate event happened through the Oynes as he was Peshea as would have happened through the Shia. That's the difference. Gemara, at least it has a suffix. That maybe there we should still say Philosophy of Shia, the son of Oynes. So that's why here we don't say Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMavis. So, Bibshutai, it sounds like he's saying a new pshat in Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMavis. Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMavis doesn't mean, as the other Rishayim said, that the Oynes were not Machmas of Shia. We don't need Oynes Machmas of Shia. Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMavis means that the Oynes wasn't being an Echelut of Shia. Because what happened to the, what happened was that he died. Malach HaMavis came to him. Shia was that he would have gotten stolen. So that's not being an Echelut. That's what Rabbi meant when he said Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMavis. That's a problem.
How does it say that Pshat Nebai also? The Machlok is there, but people just being in
Havlu Lel Kopi. Yeah, Rabbi Nebai said no. She was in this too. But there's a problem. Because when Rabbi said Malach HaMavis Malach HaMavis Malach HaMavis in the Gemara and Daf Lamdol and Bezor, He was distinguishing between the case of Yotzel Agma and what other case? What? Shifa Dovra. Has to Shifa Dovra. Because he was saying, I feel the Madovra Tos of Shifa Saifa Bainus is Chayim, but Halka Bota, because Malacha Mamas, Malacha Lois, Malacha Mamas, Malacha Lois. So what's the case of Tos of Shifa Saifa Bainus that he's referring to? To Pshuto, I'm also trying to learn. The case of Shifa Dovra, because that's the case when we have the original Machlek, of Tos of Shifa Saifa Bainus. Like Shifa the Urbana was the Shia the Inis the in your echo of Shaina. Shaina. The Shia was in Nura and the Inis was in Gneva. So that's exactly the same as Yotzal Adam. That the Shia and Inis were in two different things. So what's wrong with being Machar? That's the shot that Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMavis. So I would say Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMavis means there is Shein Yom. Where it's in an Echad, where it's in an Echad, then it goes into, then it could go into the Kosovo Shein Yom. So how do you say Shifa Durban? Shifa Durban is also Shein Yom. Shifa Durban is like a Tliya. So what's Rav? Shifa Durban, Shifa Durban, again, it's not like it's Shifa Durbana, it's like Pashu Miyot Lagu. How do you translate? What's he saying here?
You see that Rabbi Shmuel says the only way to go to Gark Sam is the Karka. So there was still some Shi on the Gavid Kaneva.
Well, it's a fair, it was a claim to make. Maybe it's Ayas. Well, Machmas at Kaneva wouldn't have happened, but if you say it was the Shi and Ayas, would not be in Echad. think Behechach, you have to say, the Raya doesn't mean that when Rava said the distinction between Ma'achamovas, Mali Ocha, Mali Osun, he meant to distinguish between the Eichon Yerechad and Shtein Yom. No. Rava meant whatever the else said. Rava was Bechalik, the Oinus of Ma'achamas of Shia, Oinus of Bosh, Oinus of Shia, Oinus of Shia. Sigur of the Urban is Oinus of Ma'achamas of Shia, and Poshav Yosel Agma is not Oinus of Ma'achamas of Shia, Ma'achamovas, Mali Ocha, Mali Osun. And he has a problem. So the case of Gemalim, facing the base, what's the more? How did Gemara think that it could be closer to Shiva Seifel Bayis? There is not only some of Machmas of Shiva. So he says, no, there is Inyan Echad. Inyan Echad is a substitute for only some of Machmas of Shiva. Meaning, there's two different ways that it could be called closer to Shiva Seifel Bayis. One is like Shiva Dorman, it's an only some of Machmas of Shiva. Rabbah says, that's only by Chifa Durban. Hoshul Yosel Agma is Marachamovas Mali Ocha Mali Osel. Those two cases are both for Shnei and Yodim, both Chifa Durban. And the case of Hoshul Yosel Agma, Shia and Yodim are two different things. Rabbah says, but it's not to say, by Chifa Durban, at least there's a connection. The Oinus is Machmas of Shia. So therefore, the Oinus and the Shia, although the Shnei and Yodim, they have a link. So the Oinus and the Shia are linked. So there you say, closer to Shia, Seifel Bayis. By the case of Hoshul Yosel Agma, the Oinus was not Machmas of Shia. So they're not linked. No connection between the Oinus and the Shia. The Oinus and the Shia are two things. They're two different things. Two different vectors. They have no connection with each other. But now it says the Raya. So what about the case of the Kliya? What about the case of Shmar of Malam and Shmar? He says, no, there the Oinus and the Shia are connected. Not because the Oinus was Machmas of Shia, that we don't have, but for a different reason. Because the Oinus and the Shia were both in a Filo. That's a different way to connect the Oinus and the Shia. Exactly, for the Raya, that the Raya is saying that there's two different ways that you can go into the Parsha of Chos and Shia. One is Oinus and the Shia. And that's the case that you can do Umana. Now you don't have that question, you don't have to lie about it, also. But there's another way that you can go in the Parsha of Chos and Shia, and that's the subject of the Gemara. That is with the Oinus and the Shiva, you were for Sheyab and Nefila, and it was and the mice, there was a Nefila. It was Nenas for Nefila. So that also goes into the issue of Chilos and Shia, the Seifai, the Seifai Bayis. That's Chalai. Only thing is, in Svara, you said, because the Chaira, I mean, the Rav altogether needs that. I know because the Shulchan, the Rav needs a Hezbollah story. Because L'chaira, we've had so far, how many theories of Tukos of Shiva? But basically two theories, maybe two divided into three. We have basically we've had, for the last 200 years since Shabbat Jacob, we've had two Mahalchim and Tukos of Shiva. We made a variation on the theme the last couple of years. But it's still within basically the context of the two Mahalchim. One Mahalchim, Tukos of Shiva, means that the Oinus is Midden Shiva. Since the Oinus resulted from the Bashir, so the Oinus didn't need a Bashir. Because since this Oinus would not have happened, not for the Bashir, so the Oinus itself didn't need a Bashir. That's a much worse of the first situation. The parents are now so you have the Meiri. And then we have the other Mahala, that the Bashir is Mechayim, whatever, that the Bashir itself is the Mechayim. So the Kvega's version was, he said in Abayim, that you don't need Oinus of Machmas of Bashir. So the Oinus is Mechayim, that's it. The Oinus is Yechayim. I mean, the Bashir is Mechayim. Bashir, one strike, you're out. You're a Bashir, Yechayim. Oyhu, Oydom. So who cares if it's struck by lightning afterwards, but you're already chayav. We want to say the last few days that even if you're like Rova, that you do need an Oinus of Machmas of Shia, but the Mahalach could still be that the Pshia is Mechayav, just that the Pshia is not Mechayav right away. The Pshia is a Siba Sachiyuv for anything, and it's Meshavah Mechasim for anything that comes as a result of the Pshia. Okay, but we're still basically within, we still basically have, if you say it fast, it's still two, basically still two different Mahalach. The Pshia is Mechayav, Or the Oinus is needed of Shia. Kach leKach, it's hard to understand how you can get away from needing an Oinus of Machmas of Shia. Here it's not an Oinus of Machmas of Shia. Elamai, but the Oinus of Shia are in one thing. How does that help? Does that make the Oinus into a Shia? If you hold like the Mahalak that the Oinus itself becomes a Shia because it's a result of the Shia, and wouldn't have been Shia, wouldn't have been Oinus, the Oinus itself is a Shia. That's not true over here. It's termites. The termites would have come anyway. If I would have made a thick covering, a thin covering, termites would have been there anyway. So the Oinus is not Machmas of Shia. It happens to be that the Shia was Nefila, would have caused Nefila, and the Oinus causes Nefila. How does that make that the Oinus should be needed of Shia? what's the logic? Because the Oinus and the Pshia happen to be have the same result, the same dead effect. The Pshia would have caused something to fall, because if the camel would have come, it would have fallen. And now the termites caused the shot to fall. So the Pshia and the Oinus happen to have the same effect. That makes it that the Oinus should be needed for Pshia. It doesn't make any sense. And the other Mahalak, that the Pshia is Mechayev, anything that results from the Pshia, that's just as bad. The Pshia is Mechayev, things that result from the Pshia. This didn't result in the Pshia at all. The Oinus, the termite, nothing to do with the Pshia. So who cares if the Mechayev is young? This is already making us feel that the rabbi must have had some different spin on the idea of Chosav Shiva Psychologist. That somehow it makes a difference if it's Binyan Echod or not Binyan Echod. Ad Kedeka, that Binyan Echod somehow is a substitute for Ali Sabah Machmas Shiva. So that's Mispakish here in the rabbi. Let's go on to the rabbi and see. See you next week for that. The rabbi now is Lukash. V'yasikno, you're either when the 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 line, right? V'yasikno, the Masrana Gemara is the Lehavi Nebiba. When it's right, the Lehavi Nebiba down to Shem and Mechayor, Shem and Mechayor, and Mechayor. So the bottom line of this Gemara is, we don't say Nebiba. So don't say Nebiba means, translating it into our more familiar terms, that the Lehavi Nebiba is what? Potter. Potter. It's short for pulling, because the termites are potter. Right, the Rai, the Kashulon, Hokkaimon, Chosav Shiva, so the way is higher. The Gemara says in Bamasir that Hilchasot Chosav Shiva, so the way is higher. So it's Kash Hilchasai Hilchasai. Again, just to reiterate, if you all other Shayim, Kash doesn't even start. This is not a Gemara about Chosav Shiva, so the way is. This is a Gemara about some other principle of Nigel. Chosav Shiva, so the way is not even relevant over here. So there's no steer. The Raivan holds that it's the same midrash, it's just another way of saying Chosav Shiva is Sofer Bayis. It's a shortened way of saying Chosav Shiva is Sofer Bayis. And here the Maskana is Loyamin in Nigra, meaning Potter. And the Gemara says in Mavisiyah that Chosav Shiva is Sofer Bayis, and Chosav Shiva is Sofer Bayis is Tak. So it's Kashi Lukas Adams. And it's very fascinating. The Raivan, I would have, if I was the Raivan at this point, I would have answered, you know what the answer is? What would you say? What would you answer?
Because
it's not a second chasm shows up. No, the rabbit holds that it is a chasm shows up. That's how
you know. Yeah,
I would have said, but you see, chasm shows up. The minus comes in two flavors. You have the chasm shows up. The minus of one machmas of shiur, like sifud over. And this is a different chasm shows up. The minus that is being in your echad. So it's also called chasm shows up. The minus. Fine, we got through why it's a bayin. But you ask me, hashiul chaser elchazov. The answer is that maybe when it comes to the Chosav Shiva Sofer Bayis of Oinus Abba Machmas Hashia, their halacha is a Yechayim. And when it comes to the other kind of Chosav Shiva Sofer Bayis of Inyan Echon, even though the rabbi said it, that that's also called Chosav Shiva Sofer Bayis, okay, fine. But in the Hilchasa, maybe that's a different Nusach of Chosav Shiva Sofer Bayis, a different kind of Chosav Shiva, and maybe there the Hilchasa is a Yepotah. And I would understand that very well. The Chosav Shiva Sofer Bayis of Oinus Abba Machmas Hashia is a stronger link. The Oinus is more related to the Pshia, results of the Pshia. So there we pass in, it's like the Pshia. Here, it's not such a strong link. It's not, the Oinus really has nothing to do with the Pshia. Just they happen to be that they had happen to have the same result. So we're at a Baya, but maybe the worst place to buy it, but that's not good enough. That the Raivan doesn't say. And that's also somewhat, I think, educational. The Raivan doesn't answer. So I don't know, we don't know why yet, but the Chavid, that would have been the Karis. That's not the Karis the Raivan is going to say.
His
inami is different. He says an inami, which is not up to yet, that it's different because the pshi was in Malim and the pshi and the onus was in Shvar. Mashenkin and the regular cost of pshi for sake of onus, everything is in the money. That's a different hill. He should have been chalad. There, like I said, there is the onus abo machmas of pshi, and here is not onus abo machmas of pshi.
The milo of being chalad was you end up. Meaning that the whole mile of being a chalei, because shiur someone only has a machmas, machmas shia, because you would end up. Meaning it reaches the same mile. That can make sense.
He's saying the fact that it's oinus abo machmas, maybe that's what he means. He says that it's one nizik, so therefore it's oinus abo machmas of shia. Should have said that. I mean, it's true. I mean, this much is true. Every oinus abo machmas of shia is probably the same nizik. Still, that's not the chiluk that he says. He should have said that. That's more. I would have thought that's more. Because the opposite is not true. Not every time that it's one nisik is the din of machnas b'shir. I can imagine a case where he was pesheya in the gemalim and it was only split well. He was pesheya that he made it. Whatever. I can imagine him in tunis like him, but it's still din of. I could. Every din of machnas b'shir is probably one nisik. But I know that every time it's one nisik, it's din of machnas b'shir. Probably not. So that's the more cultural distinction. Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves because we haven't even done it now. But I good point out. Good point anyway. So those factors. So he's asking Tashi Ilfa Sales. Having established this is also a case of close of Shiva Sakh Vitamins, because it's in an echo that's called close of Shiva Sakh Vitamins. So now he doesn't understand. So how come that love is that you're potter? You want to be that you're chayav because close of Shiva. Your Sakh Vitamins is chayav. Answers the right. The equal of Neymar. Shiny bar, Shatayu and Biato the Shirosan. These are the common paracahens. The Hen and Shem regal age. And therefore, closer to Shiva Saifa by Mrs. Paul. Told me about bar. The voices are Kayas. That bar, you don't need to, in order to be hired by bar, you need to have a big shield. I tell you, Biato the Shirosan. You only hire if you have a big shield. So here, the loss of Shiva Saifa Bainus is popular. Hashem came, Tetzrik Durbuna. We're talking about Shaking Baalma. Shaking Baalma, Tetzrik Durbuna. We're also talking about Hashem there. No, there's Hashem himself. Tetzrik Durbuna is Hashem himself. He's kind of a first decide what the chiluk means before we start asking questions. Saying the chiluk over here, bar the Torah is a light in the shmirah bar. So over here, chelos of shiur soif lemes is bar. The gemara that we hold in general, the chelos of shiur soif lemes is chayim. Those are cases where the Torah is not a light in the shmirah. The Ma'at Nishmi means that what kind of shiur do you need in order to be chayav? Shiur, big shiur. So he says, in case that we need a big shiur mura, there's lots of shiur beside the bainus. In cases where you only need a big shiur, that's what lots of shiur beside the bainus is chayav. That's bizarre. I mean, that's sort of like the opposite of what we have done the last few days. We had many Rishayim who said that you only say Klosh Yavshiyah Vesayi Vainas Chayim by Yavshiyah Gemur. Now we have a Rabbi who says you only say Klosh Yavshiyah Vesayi Vainas Chayim by those kind of Mazikim where you're Chayim for Yavshiyah Shayim Gemur. But a Mazik where you need Yavshiyah Gemur at Klosh Yavshiyah Vesayi Vainas is Pot. We're definitely in a different reality. What's the start? I mean, it's not going to sound like Malik goes to Shai. If the whole din of Chosha Vashir Vesayi Vavayin is only by Yavshir and Mura, what's this Chilkum? Even by other Mazikim, we don't need Yavshir and Mura, but the din of Chosha Vashir Vesayi Vavayin is only by Yavshir and Mura. So what's the difference if other Mishanim don't need Yavshir and Mura? But the din of Chosha Vashir Vesayi Vavayin is Chai is Dafku when you have a Yavshir and Mura. Maybe you don't need it, but you have it. If it's not a pshiyut mur, it's not close to pshiyut mur, but it's higher. So who cares if bar is only by pshiyut mur? Bar is only higher by pshiyut mur. The din of close to pshiyut mur, but it's by definition is only by pshiyut mur. So mali bar, mali anything else. The guy that holds that close to pshiyut mur, but it is because of the, is only where you have it, where pshiyut she'enid mur is the higher. Where pshiyut she'enid mur could be the higher, then you say close to pshiyut mur, but it is higher. But what you need of Shiv Mura, then most of Shiv Sayyid Bain is not going to happen. And that's what, that's what he's saying over here. That's the case of Bar. That's why by Bar, the Maskar of the Lord, it's most of Shiv Sayyid Bain is not going to happen. is because Tasha, besides the problem, we don't understand what the Rebbe is saying. Those are specific Tashas. Number one, the Chayr is a Tasha. I think it's an optical illusion, but the Chayr is a Tasha. We have a Gemara. We have us. What about Agamara? Agamara is a Gemara about Kofta, blood love for the world, so it goes to the same way. And that's the case of what Mazik? Regal. Regal also tells us about Kishmir also. So by Bar, you don't say Kosov Shiva Saifa by his time because it tells you about Kishmir. So why do you say it over here by us by Regal? And I kind of say, I've also come out by Nothing Gina, they're ashamed. Also, Kosov Shiva Saifa by his. These are all the Zikim Rathar and the Kishmir also. I think that actually doesn't even begin. The Rai was not saying that by a case of Bor, where I thought Amir Tavishmos, and there's nothing to talk about, we can't even discuss the Tavishmos and Shiva Sosha Bayas. There's one to discuss, that's the Gemara by Shlomo Ben Gamal. The Gemara has a Bayah, then maybe you should say Tavishmos and Shiva Sosha Bayas is Chayim. The Gemara has a Tzad, Tavishmos and Shiva Sosha Bayas is Chayim, even by Bor. The Gemara is just Peshit, that we don't say Nigo, and Tavishmos and Shiva Sosha Bayas is Bor. So the Rai was asking, Kashi Hilchas Ha'ilchasam. In general, we pass Tavishmos and Shiva Sosha Bayas is Chayim. Over here, we pass Tavishmos and Shiva Sosha Bayas is Bor. So he says, by Bor, the halacha is that you're potter. So maybe by kofta, not for the halacha, also that you're potter. The Gemara doesn't say that the halacha is that you're chayim. The Gemara discusses, there's a man da'omer, Kosov Shiva Sosha Bayas is chayim. There's a man da'omer that is potter. The Gemara doesn't say who the halacha is like. Maybe over here, the halacha is tackling from man da'omer, Kosov Shiva Sosha Bayas is potter. The same as Bor. It's a little bit Sifu Durman. The Sifu Durman is the Shem Echinim. The Shem Echinim does need a Sifu Durman. And yet, that's where the Gemara says, Hilchas 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 Maybe this distinction between Shiv Mura between Haravita Vishmirasa and that is only within the Tulasa Vishiva Saifa Ba'inis of Inyan Echad. But in Tulasa Vishiva Saifa Ba'inis of Ainis Abba Machna Samshiva, so maybe there we wouldn't say this distinction. Perhaps it's Machshavs, but they gave me a headache. Because it's not very, very, very complicated. It's very complicated to everything out of that. I'm going to mute. And also, because then we get back to the problem, so make that the deliverance. Why say this deliverance? Let's just be Mechalik. Once you will be Mechalik, so you're going to be, what was the Ayin's in the first place? Maybe by Ayin's Abba Machat Hapshir, that Loch is Chayim. And by Yin Yimech, that Loch is Potter. You don't need any further deliverance. Once we're going to admit that there's an air, that there's air space, people don't need to be Mechalik. You must have seen the cycle of Ayin's. So then why do I have any further deliverance? Sounds like right at hell that you know that's not a, that those things are the same. Those things are the same, or at least they're the same. If Ayin Sabamach is high, then Inyan Echad is also high. This is also high. So you need to say a different distinction. What's a different distinction? That it's only. It's that it's. I don't think we have to probably maybe record it, but I don't think we're going to have
to. Can you say that? The Gemara says in the question that he did do a shmira for shvarim, so what he's saying here is that because it's bor, you need a pshia gemura, but because he guarded regarding shvarim, so he did somewhat of a shmira, and he didn't reach that pshia gemura.
Okay, so one way I think to say pshia in the right, I think at least for as a point of departure, he's saying maybe with what the right is saying is like this. And every philosophy she was like writing this, it's a sort of little trick. You know, it's a started off as a Shiva and ended off as Ayas. But like in between, it's a little bit, it's like Shia and Ayas, we're on Zebzeb. It's an act. It starts off from Shia, ends off as Ayas, so it's in between. It's a hakava of Shia and Ayas. So what he's saying is, what's the difference between something where you need a Shia Gmura and something where you need a Shia Shemit, where it's enough to have a Shia Shemit in order to be higher? So I would know, the difference is, when you need a Shia Gmura, the Pshad is that the what's a Shia Shemit? What's a Shia Shemit? Not to connect the issue, for example. You took a lunch break by lunch. Everybody takes a lunch break by lunch. That's called a Shia Shemit. That's a Shia Shemit. So one way to look at it is, it's not exactly a Shia, but it's not exactly a Shmir either. Were you Pshaya? Everybody doesn't have to be called a Shia. Were you Shimer? You went Shimer. You walked away. So it's not exactly a Shmir. Can't say you were Shimer, but you weren't exactly Pshaya either. The Rabbi perhaps held that where you need a Pshia Gemura, the Pshaya is you need the Pshia to be Mechayim. Where it's enough to have a Pshia Sheinu Gemura, that means even if you weren't Pshaya, but you weren't Shemirit, the lack of Shmir is Mechayim. The Ishmir is enough to be Mechayim. Let's play this out. So what I was saying, like, every cluster of Shiva Saika Minus is also like that. It's a little bit of Shiva, but it's a little bit of Shiva. So where you need a Shiva Gemura to be higher, like by Bar, I tell you, Mirta Bishmi also. So there, the Masala of Bar is. If it's a Mitzvah Shiva, the Mitzvah Saika, it's not if it's a Shiva, then it evolved into a Minus. So that's not enough to be called a Shiva, because it's not a Shiva, it's a Kilavat Saika. If she means it's if she will keep the life cycle. So the mascot of the word is that you put. Masha ain't came where you don't need a shiv more. By carrying the muscle, you don't need a shiv more. It's enough to have a mix of shiv. The shot is that you don't need a shiv in the chayim. Lack of shmir is machayim. Lack of shmir. Loss of shiv is like, when it's also lack of shmir. Because it's not exactly all this, but it's not exactly shiv either. So you can't say that I was shiv. Because I did something that's a mitzvah shiva. That's the thing I understand. Chalas of shiva say bonus is in between, indeterminate between shiva. It's not a shmir shiva exactly, but it's not a shmir either. So by bar, and that's chalas of shiva say bonus. So by bar, we need a atarim biyata b'shmir also. That means I was on mechayim from shiva gemura. That means you need a shiva to be mechayim. Shiva is not a shiva. As far as the gemara, I don't have it, but the masmer gemara is. But I mean, that was the Pshia. Elsewhere, you don't need the Pshia to be Mechayev. The lack of Shmir, by places where the Torah was not Mechayev in the Shmir, by Karen, where even a Mitzvah Pshia, even a Pshia She'enim was Mechayev. Even a Pshia She'enim was Mechayev. You were not taking it after Inshi. You took a lunch break. So that's not a Pshia exactly, but it's not a Shmir. Nechayev for that. So you see the lack of shmir is nechayev. The loss of shmir is not called the Yishayim. Maybe that's the driver is set. And this is a new thought, this concept of lack of shmir could be nechayev. We're building up from what we talked about the other days. We haven't had such a concept yet. We've had a concept of shmir being nechayev. That if shmir gemur is a nice and nechayev. And then basically in Eilat Iris and Ksuvos, we also saw that there are cases where we are Mayach Rais in Mechayim, like by a shuttle. And the halacha is, or at least the Rabbah had us two shines over there. By a shuttle, we are Chayim for Isa. Is the Meshicha, the Sha'ilu, what's the Siva Mechayimus? Or maybe no, the Sha'ilu is not the Siva Mechayimus. Since I was Mechayim for Chayim, I guaranteed the safety of the thing. So when it dies, that's Mechayim. Now over there, there's no lack of shmir. That's what I just. There was no lack of shmir. That is shayol. It's a case where you only have by a case of oinsin, shayol is chayv for oinsin. There is no tzad that the ish shmir is machayv. What ish shmir? It was oinsin. But we're now saying that, but by Gneva Vareda, for example, or by cases where we're now introducing something new. It's not the point that I'm trying to say is what we're saying now is something new that we didn't see in the Gemara Neilanaris. It's not a kasha of Neilanaris. Because the Gemara Neilanaris look with anus. Anus, you don't have this lack of shmir. So there we have a sugya, we have shir, and we have the machayim of shir. Shir is a sifa machayemis. And then we have achrayis. Achrayis is not a sifa machayemis. Achrayis just makes it that then the lease is machayim. But now in the Rhineland, we're introducing a new idea. That you have, that you can have mazikim where I don't need to be peshayat to be chayim. My lack of shmir is also machayim. Anything that results from my lack of shmir is also machayim. So let's say by karen, I made a rule that's only the rule for shmir, but not a rule shayim. Was I peshayat? That's not called of shmir. So you peshayat by regular, it's not called of shmir. It's not of shmir. It's not of shmir gemur. But it's a lack of shmir. By karen, a lack of shmir is machayim. So it doesn't derive. By those places we need to have a shiv mur doing the chayim. The philosophy of a shiv is like is not a shiv mur. Those places where it's enough to have a lack of shmir to be the chayim, that a lack of shmir is enough to be the chayim. So the philosophy of a shiv is like blindness is called a lack of shmir. It could be if that's the case that it's not so fit that we can answer the problem from the shiv mur also. We ask the question by Shifa the Urban or the Ezra Shamachim, you need a Shifa Mur. And yet the halacha is that Tulosa Shifa Sayyid the Bayanis is Chayim. So how can the rabbi say that by Bor, since you need a Shifa Mur, so Tulosa Shifa Sayyid the Bayanis is Bob? Could be the rabbi holds that by Bor, with the Torah was only with the rabbi held by Bor, Shein, Redville, Eish, all these things where the Torah was mined from the Shmira. So Pshad is the Torah said that not being Shomer, your Bor, is not a Machayim. Being peshay in your bar is machayim. Like was age, all these things. The Torah said, not watching your bar is not machayim. You don't have a chiyuv to watch your bar. You have a chiyuv not to be peshay in your bar. And same thing with shein v'regel. You don't have a chiyuv to be shein your shein v'regel. You only have a chiyuv not to be peshay in your shein v'regel. Shein mur. And therefore only shein mur is machayim. Shein v'chinam, even though a lot of that loch is that shein v'chinam is also machayim from shein mur, but it could be that there the rabbi held. It's not like the other derived in hell that at the end of the day you were Makabal Shmir. You were Makabal Shmir. Shemachinim, you were Makabal Shmir. And therefore, maybe the rabbi thought that by Shemachinim it is the lack of Shmir that's Machayim. It's just that a Shemachinim Shmira doesn't have to be a Shmir. Since he's a Shemachinim, he was only Makabal Shmir. He was only Makabal that he's going to watch a Shmir Kusum. A Shemachinim was Makabal to watch a Shmir Kusum. So maybe by a Shemachinim it's also the lack of Shmir that's Machayim. I said, why do you need a Shmir Gemur? Because he was only the Kabbal of Shmir Kusa, he wasn't the Kabbal of Shmir Gemur. But Machayim is a lack of Shmir. Shaykh, by the Zokin, that's what the Rabbi held that by Bar, there's no Kabbal of Shmir at all. Shaz, what was the term Matalami? So by Karen, the Torah was Matalami Shmir. By Shem Regal, the Torah wasn't Matalami Shmir, the Torah was only Matalami, you don't have to be Peshem. Because otherwise, why should we look at it? Mainly by Shem, we might understand this look at how much was I the Kabbal? Shem Regal was the Kabbal of Shmir Kusa. That's why I'm paying you. They should do shmir and mula. So it's different the amounts of how much shmir is makabel. So shemachinam, you need a big level of shia, not necessarily need a shia mechayemis. Different language than we saw in the other shia the other days. But when the rabbi may be held by shemachinam, the reason why you need a shia more is because you only makabel a little bit of shmir. So you only makabel a shmir of chusa. So you have to have a lack of shmir of chusa. That means a total lack of shmir to be makayem. So not doing more shmir is already mechayim. Not doing a high level, not doing, failing to do a high level shmir is already mechayim. By nizokin, there's no different. I'm not mechabel anything. What was the term makali? What was the term mechayim for? So since I see that by bar, shein, regal, age, the Torah is mechayim from the shmir. The Torah said you only chayim from shmir. The Rabbi of Hell, that's an indication that the mechayim by these four things is the pshir. Lack of shmir is not a machayim at all, and Mashen came and those things where the Torah was not a machayim in the shmir, so then the lack of shmir is a machayim. I think maybe we could say even a little bit deeper. But, you know, let's cover this ground again. Let's just go over the ground briefly still because there's a lot going on. You know, it's not even so much the derivative is complicated. It's not so complicated. It's that the derivative is in a different, it's like a different world. So it's harder, it's hard to get into the derivative because it's so much not like everything we developed in the other shape. So that's why it's a little hard. So let's just see what we have. The derivative learns that the Gemara of Shorim and Bavling is the Gemara about philosophy of the same place. Migoy is another way of saying philosophy of the same place. The Gemara is a bayer and chayim apotter, vaskalazi apotter. So first the rabbi had a problem. Why does it have to do with philosophy of Seif Bayez at all? It's not only about Machmas of Shiv. And his answer was, no, it does have to do because it's Binyan Echot. And Binyan Echot is equivalent to only about Machmas of Shiv, which we didn't understand. We have to get back to the answering that. But that's what he said. Binyan Echot, Shiv only Binyan Echot, is similar to only about Machmas of Shiv. That's how we chesmen that act. Then the rabbi turns around and he has a different problem. The Kashil Chazay Ilkhsa. In general, we pass in philosophy of Seif Bayez is higher. Here we pass the plus of Shiva, so you find this is potter. Says the Raivin, here it's different. Here it's poor, and shiny bush, I thought I'd be a little bit of Shiva. So I'm saying, what does that mean? So I'm saying, the chat in the Raivin is that since my brother Torah is in the Maid and the Shiva, that means you need a Pshiat in your Chayim. You need a Pshiat in your Chayim, plus of Shiva, so you find this is potter. Shaking in places we don't need where the Torah is not in the Maid and the Shiva. So then, you don't need a pshiyat in l'chayim. Lack of shmir is l'chayim. By other mazikim, lack of shmir is l'chayim. Maybe by shemar chinam, lack. That's we have to actually catch over shibudumim. The shibudumim and the rabbis comparing to the other cases, not like bar. So there is not the pshiyat is l'chayim. It's the lack of shmir is l'chayim. By shemrim, kishmam kehem. By shemrim, the rabbis held for the pshiyat the lack of shmir is l'chayim. And apparently, even by Yishai Mechim, the rabbi had the lack of Shmir is Mechayim. Yishai Mechim needs a Pshir Gmur. That's because he needs a Pshir Gmur, rather. He needs a Pshir Gmur. That's not because you need a Pshir Mechayim. No, Yishai Mechim in principle is like any other Shmir. The lack of Shmir is Mechayim. The only thing is, how much Shmir was Yishai Mechim in Mechavel? Not such a Shmir. He wasn't Mechavel that much Shmir in the first place. So therefore, if he does a Pshir Shein and Gmur, that means he did a Shmir Pusa. So he did what he was Mechavel. What lack of Shmir? He did as much as he was Mechavel. Hashem Yisach was Mekabal Mur. So every lack of Shmir is measured about how much Shmir that particular Shemir accepted on himself. But the Mechayim is a lack, by Shemirim, the Mechayim is a lack of Shmir. Even by Keren, where the Torah is not reminded in the Shmir, by Keren you have to watch it. So if you have to watch it, there's a Chiyav Shmir. Okay, you deliver the Gemara said. So when the Chiyav is that you have to watch it, the lack of watching is Mechayim. Whoever is the lack of watching that's Mechayim, it's the E Shmir, the lack of Shmir that's Mechayim. Then plus of Shiva Saif Bainis is Chayim. That's all the Gemara of plus of Shiva Saif Bainis is Chayim. Wherever I need a mice, I need a Pshiat in the Chayim, like by Bar, or Shayim Rebel in the Aish, you need a Pshiat in the Chayim, then plus of Shiva Saif Bainis is Pot. So far we said the Hezir is, because plus of Shiva Saif Bainis is sort of like in between. It's not a Pshiat, but it's not exactly a Shmir either. So where you need a Pshiat in the Chayim, you don't have it. Where a lack of shmir is mechayim, a lack of shmir it is. Could we say maybe a little bit deeper in this distinction? The same distinction, but maybe we can mask it a little bit more, a little bit deeper. That the rabbit held that when the mechayim is the pshia, so the oinus is not the pshia. So in the case where pshia is mechayim, so it means pshia is mechayim if it got lost because of pshia. It didn't get lost because of pshia, it got lost because of oinus. I was Peshaya, I didn't make a covering for the mountain. But that's not why this shore is dead. It's nothing to do with my Peshaya. This shore is dead because of termites. So the Peshaya is not Machayev. Masha'en came in cases where lack of Shmir is Machayev. So then I can say, was I Shemir from the Fila? It wasn't Shemir from the Fila. I did not guard this bar from the Nefila. And the Maisa, there was a Nefila. Here it really doesn't matter that the Nefila ultimately was an Ayus. Where you need the Pshiat in the Chayav me? So I need that the Nefila was from a Pshiat. But where am Chayav for not guarding it against the Nefila? So not guarding it against the Nefila, I did not guard it against the Nefila. That's still true. I did not guard it against the Nefila. And there was a Nefila. So that already is cool. That already is the driving hill. once the mechayiv is a lack of shmira, then the fact that ultimately it fell ba'inus doesn't matter because I guarded it. I failed to guard it from the fila, and then the fila happened. No, it's like similar to, you know, that. I don't know how you say it. Shaima think already said that unsa keman. Unsa is keman the loy of it, but it's not keman the of it. If you were nenas to do an avera, so it's not called you did the avera. But if you were nenas not to do a mitzvah, it's still not called you did the mitzvah. Just the sabbath eyes. I'm not saying it's the same thing, but you could be nenas from today till tomorrow. You didn't do the mitzvah. Where the pshir is mechayev me? So if the pshir was, but if where the pshir is mechayev me, it means I damaged something with pshir. That's mechayev me. I didn't damage the pshir. The mice I damaged the bones. So I'm mechayev. I don't know, this came from the pshir. Doesn't matter. The mice there was noise. I was b'sheir, but the ma'aseh was the end was bayis. The end was still stolen bayis. I was b'sheir, and the end was bayis. I the bayis wouldn't have happened if not for the b'sheir. Okay, fine, but the ma'aseh b'sheir is mechayli, and this would not didn't get stolen the b'sheir. The money didn't get stolen the b'sheir. The money got stolen bayis. But where lack of shmir is mechayli, that means in order for me, if I don't guard it from the fila, if I don't guard it against the fila. I don't guard it against the fila, then I have to pay for the fila. The only excuse that I have is if I did guard it from the fila. If I guarded it from the fila and it fell anyway, so then I can say, well, I guarded it from the fila. So why should I pay for the fila? I guarded it from the fila. I made a very, very good cover that's good for everything, and then termites came. Then I'm tach apot it, because I guarded it from the fila. So I did guard it from the fila. I had fell, yeah, it was obvious, but I did guard it from the fila. So you can't be to name the lack of shmira. But if I walked away and I didn't make a good covering in the first place, I didn't guard from the fila, then I'm chayav for the fila. I live nicely, the fila happened by Inis. Yeah, the fila happened by Inis, but you can't, that doesn't make it that I guarded it. The fact that the behemoth fell in, that the shor fell in by Inis, doesn't make it that I guarded the bar from the fila. I did not guard the bar from the fila. So I'm chayav for the fila. Maybe that's the clue that the writer is saying. And if that's the case, then I think, if that's already the Havana, then I think we can go back and have a better Havana in the first half of the Rivet, where the Rivet says that Oynis, that not only, that instead of Oynis Shabbat Machmas Hashir, you could have Inyan Echad is a substitute for Oynis Shabbat Machmas Hashir. What's the mind of Inyan Echad? Said at the beginning, what's Inyan Echad? In all the other theories of Shabbat Hashir, it's like of Oynis, it's hard to see why Inyan Echad makes a difference. The oinus is not the. How can you call the oinus of shia? It's nothing to do with the thing that comes as a result of the shia. She is only a chayav for the thing that comes as a result of the shia. Who cares that the shia was in the fila and the oinus was in the fila? What's this milo de yinechad? We didn't understand what it is. I think we understand the value of the drivers. The idea of chlosh of shia was like the oinus is that my lack of shmir is machayav. And since my lack of shmir is machayav me, but lack of shmir is mechayev me, so it doesn't matter that it ultimately fell in ba'inus. The fact that it fell in ba'inus can't make me that I was shomer from the fila. I have to be shomer from the fila. If I'm not shomer from the fila, then I'm chayev from the fila. So I was not shomer from the fila. I wasn't shomer from the fila, and it fell. But that's ground of part of inyan echad. Okay, I understand inyan echad gevaldik. Inyan echad means the fact that you weren't shomer from something else, and that's something totally different happened to it. But that would not be called a lack of shmira. From the thing that happened, I was shomer completely. You know, if I was shomer from the filo, but I wasn't shomer from I was shomer from the filo, but I wasn't shomer from gneiva, it would be nigna. Or whatever. I don't know. Never my cases. But if the she was in one thing and the oinus was in something else, then I would be potter because I would say I was from the thing that really happened. I was shomer. Either was the oinus, fine, so that's the word. If you were shomer as best you can, and then there was an oinus, so then you're potter. But if you weren't shomer it, then you're chayiv. You can't say, well, I wasn't shomer it. Yes, true, I wasn't watching it, but what happened in the end was the oinus. The fact that what happened was the oinus doesn't make it that you were shomer it. You still weren't shomer it. And you weren't shomer it from the philo. So we made the word, that's the word, that's the also received inside the oinus. Again, what's harder to understand the fila is when it's not binyan echad, but it is an oinus hamod machmas of shiel, like the case of chief of domino, why is that any good? Why is that called closer to shiel for seifa bayis? Who cares that the oinus is machmas and afilo? Who cares that the oinus was machmas of shiel? But it was a different thing. I was shame in nura. At the end, what happened was gnevo. So from the thing that happened, I was shamed. I was shamed from Leibniz. Chief of Dubrovno is a shmir from Leibniz. So I was shamed from Leibniz. If I was shamed from Leibniz, so what do you mean to Leibniz for? Where's the lack of shmir? I think you have to say that since the Leibniz happened as a result of a lack of shmir from Srefa, from Nura. So the lack of shmira from Nura is considered to be a lack of shmira from Gnevah. That's the word of Einus of Machmas of Shiel. It's a pale imitation of an inyan echad. The real Chilash of Shiel of Soif of Einus is when it's an inyan echad. Because that's really the book. But if it's an Einus of Machmas of Shiel, then we could say, well, that's also cool. It's just the Einus of Gnevah. Since the Gneva happened as a result of the Pshia of Nura, so the Pshia of Nura, the lack of Shmira from Nura, is considered to be extending to a sort of lack of Shmira from Gneva Islam. And that's why when the Rabbi says, Kash Yilchsa Ilchsa, so he asks, why did I have an answer? Plus, maybe the answer is that by Oyin Sabah Machmas of Shia did Aloch as a Yechayim, and by Inyan Echod, maybe did Aloch as a Yepotter. Anyway, we have to say that there's two different flavors of Tchosu Pshim Seif of Oyinus. That was the very beginning of the writing. He has two different flavors of Chosu B'Shir. So maybe that's the answer for the Steering Halach. Why didn't he answer that? The answer is, because that would be Ibn Mustafa. The real Chosu B'Shir 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 is the one that's more Chosu B'Shir 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 is Inyan Echad. Because that's the real idea of Chosu B'Shir B'Shir B'Shir. I was not Shomer for the Nefila, and then there was a Nefila. Oinus Abba Machmas Abshir is just another way to be considered Inyan Echad. Because since the Oinus was connected to the B'Shir, since the Oinus of Neva was connected to the B'Shir of Nura, so the B'Shir of Nura, the lack of Shmira, better said, from Nura, is considered to be also by extension a sort of lack of Shmira from Gneva, in a sort of derivative way, because one caused the other, and that's enough to make it as if it was in Yinechon. So it doesn't make any sense to say that by Oinus of Omachas of Shir, the Loch is the Yechayim, and by In Yinechon, the Loch is the Yepotter. If anything, it should be the other way around. So that's why the Rabbin couldn't reconcile the Hilchos with that. So the kids in him is just to sum up. I think in the Rabbin we see a new idea. A new Mahalik of Chalosh of Seir of Seir of Minus. The Rabbin learns that the void of Chalosh of Seir of Seir of Minus is of Seir of Minus. The reason why it's higher, the Mahal Dover that it's higher. It's not because the Pshia, not because A, the Minus, reckon the Pshia, like Chalosh of Seir of Parents, and not because the Pshia Gemur is Machayim, anything that results from the Pshia, like the one who's saying, the Rishayim about his notion of Pshia Gemur. The Rabbin is a different one. The Rabbin learns that lack of Shmira, in those cases where lack of Shmira could be Machayim, then the fact that at the end it was an Oinus by Yisraelian is not going to happen. Because at the end of the day, I wasn't Shmira from the field, and it wasn't a field. And that's the etzim inyan of Chosu B'Shia of Seif HaBayis. I wasn't Shmira from the field. So who cares that it was net, that it was oinus? If I wasn't shomer from falling, so who cares that at the end it fell by oinus? The fact that it fell by oinus doesn't make it that I was can't make me be considered a person who satisfactorily was shomer from the field. Because the bottom line is I was not shomer from the field. The zen of learned closer to the cycle of oinus. And the simple cases where it's in yinechot, but you also have a different kind of case where it's oinus abot machmas of shiur, though it's not in yinechot. And that also is sort of like a yinechad. That since the oinus came as a result of the pshia, so therefore the pshia, the lack of shmira in Nura, is sort of like a lack of shmira for the name as well. And then we go back to the same chayin. That's the basic idea of tchosu b'shia b'soif b'oinus. Then the rabbi says kashi ilchasay ilchaso. But alma we pass tchosu b'shia b'soif b'oinus is chayin. And by bor we say tchosu b'shia b'soif b'oinus is potter. Steven halacha. Says the rabbi, pshat is. Because the din of tchosu b'shir b'soif b'bayin is only by those cases where lack of shmir can be mechayev. Shomer lack of shmir is mechayev, or even keren lack of shmir is mechayev. But by those mazikim where the Torah has been ma'ik in their shmir, that means the Torah said that lack of that means at least the rabbi thinks that it means the lack, or at least the maskonas gemara that it means the lack of shmir that lack of shmir is not mechayev. By bor you need a pshia to be mechayev. A pshia, where's the pshia? that's the right. I'll just say maybe one quick thing. I think it's a right of Lushitosa. There's a right in Nafgud Dalet. The case over there is that a person was at a shomer, he's watching an animal. But when he was in the Kabbal Shmira, the Gemara talks about this case. He was Kabbal Shmira that nothing should happen to the animal. But he wasn't the Kabbal Shmira to guard the animal from being mazik others. The Gemara has such a case. I mean, you can have such a Kabbal. So he's chayiv if anything happens to the animal. But he's not responsible if the animal is mazik anybody else. That's the Bible's responsibility. So there's a discussion in Rishonim. This Gemara doesn't talk about. The Gemara talks about where then there was a pshia, the guy wasn't watching the animal, went off and they killed somebody, or it was mazik somebody. So the Bible Machayev, not the Shomer. The Shomer wasn't Makabal Shmir's Nazok, but the Bible Machayev. But what happens if you have exactly such a case? The Bible gave it to the Shomer said, don't look at me to watch it from the mazik people. That I'm not, you know, not good. Okay, fine, that's the Bible's responsibility. The Bible might have been doing it. The Shomer took it. But then the Shomer was talking about Shomer Karoy. The Shomer put it in the dome for the Karoy, and he did everything he's supposed to do. And then it was Nifritz of a Lila of Oinus, and it went out and it was Matzah. So he showed him saying, at the end of the day, it was Oinus. He was the Lila of Because even though the Shomer never was Makabal Shmira, what happens to be the Shomer was Shomer. The Shomer was Shomer, so the Lysa was Oinus. So Oinus is Bob. The Raivit says no. The Raivit says, since the Bible weren't Shomer, they didn't even give it to somebody else to be Shomer on their behalf. So the Bible were derelict, they weren't Shomer. So the Raivit, that the Nazi, that afterwards, even though it was Oinus, he still, the Mice was honest. Nonetheless, you're high. What's that one derived? However, that one derived is, my homage to this idea, since you have to be, that at the end of the day, the Bible weren't Shomer. If you're not Shomer, there's no Pteranus. You have a Pteranus when you were Shomer. You were Shomer, and it was honest anyway. You made a good kisui. And then the termites came, so then you have Pteranus, because you were Shomer. But if you walked away and weren't Shomer at all, the Bible walked away, the Mamish were totally derelict. They gave it to somebody who says he's not going to watch it. The Bible didn't watch it. And then, so the Bible were not Shomer. So then the Bible Lachayim, Ayla Maisi was Oinus. There's no Pteranus if that when the Ishmir is Lachayim. He wasn't Shomer. If you're not Shomer, then the Oinus doesn't happen. That's the value of the Sukkot also received Soifa Oinus. The Raivit here in this second half of the Raivit says that Chiluk, that's only by there have to be Terem popular. But the Raivit says by Bor won't be true. I think if you put the two Raivits together, by Bor that won't be true. By Bor, Ishmir not Machayim. By Bor you need a Mice of Shir. And over there, well, maybe the Bible is not being Shomer, but with Shir. The halacha might be true anyway. And is that halacha might be true anyway after the loss of Shir? Maybe that's Shir Gur. Walking away, maybe that's Shir Gur, so then it's supposed to be the loss of Shir, so it's like this. It's not only the Bomach of Shir. That's the name, it's not only the Bomach of Shir. The Raivit said, who gets out of this about Machos of Shira? But there was a lack of Shmira from damaging, and it damaged. It's very similar to this Raivit. Okay. Fine. Why don't we go back to the